Name of Jesus, amen. From our gospel reading today, and what we just sang, Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You will find rest for your souls." In our gospel reading today, Jesus promises his followers rest. "Come to me," Jesus says, "and you will find rest for your souls." It's summer. It's the right time to ponder the importance of rest. Summer hopefully is a more relaxed time. I hope it is for you. Summer often signals vacation. Rest, though, is somewhat different from vacations. Rest, even on vacations, can be hard to find. I remember once being on vacation. I was ready for that vacation, excited to be on vacation. And I heard someone say a word of truth. Someone said, "I need a vacation from the vacation." Even vacations with family can be stressful. Rest can be hard to find. We live in a city, after all, right, that never sleeps. And while we need sleep, it can seem like days and hours and weekends are full of work and no rest. Rest is especially hard to find here in New York. Jesus knows that we're human. He knows that we need rest. Back at the start of the Bible, the book of Genesis, God creates the world in 6 days, we remember, right? And what does he do on the seventh? He rests. He takes a break. And God doesn't need a break because he's God, but he does rest. And he gives to us out of that a pattern of rest. To be God-like is to take a rest. We also know that in this life there is toil and trouble, or toil and work. The book of Ecclesiastes says in the Old Testament, we work to live. And that's true. The Bible says it takes work to make bread. It just doesn't grow. You have to actually harvested. Rest can be hard to find because of work. God, our Heavenly Father, knows how hard it is to find rest for us. He knows we have to work for a living. God, our Heavenly Father, sends to us his own Son, Jesus, Savior, right? Jesus, to work for us, to work with us. God doesn't just give us a pattern of rest at the beginning. He sends Jesus to work for us and with us. He sends his own Son. He comes from the Father to give us rest. The Gospels of the New Testament show us how Jesus, God's Son, works for us and with us. He has a 24/7 schedule in the Gospels of his 3 years of earthly ministry. He is very, very busy. It's a New York routine. He heals, he provides, he inspires, he teaches, he guides, he gives his life for eternal life. He even raises the dead. He works hard for 3 years during his earthly ministry in healing, in listening, in giving, in teaching, ultimately in sacrificing his own life for ours. And we guard and we cherish these events in the four Gospels of the New Testament. These words and actions of Jesus give us the good news that Jesus works with us and for us. And every Sunday we listen again to how Jesus works for us and with us. Today in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I'm gentle." Or that could be translated as, "I'm easy to bear. I'm lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light." Jesus tells us there to take a yoke upon ourselves. We don't see many yokes right in New York. They're put over the neck of animals. You can find them. For example, in Jesus' day, you put a yoke over oxen, pull them. The closest thing we might find today right here is this stole. A stole is worn by pastors as a yoke put upon me as I bear Jesus to you. a yoke over me that reminds me that Jesus is the one leading me. That's why we wear them. Usually we don't really like being under a yoke. A yoke could be a burden that we bear. Or having someone put a yoke over us to lead us. But Jesus invites us to take a yoke upon us, to have his order put over us, to follow Jesus. Jesus says that this yoke is easy and gentle. His burden is light. Rest can be hard to find, right? We go on vacations, we struggle to realize rest, we come back to work. God, our Heavenly Father, knows that we need rest, and he gives us Jesus, and we take upon ourselves his power, his yoke. Jesus heals, he teaches, he guides, he gives his life for our eternal life, forgives sins, saves us from sin and death. He's with us always. This is our ultimate rest in Jesus. And Jesus, with that power to heal and save and inspire and give, invites us to take that yoke of kindness upon us, to follow him, to place his power, think of it that way, his strength, his forgiveness, his abundant life over us. And when we take Jesus' power and abundant life over us, we put that upon ourselves. We are under Jesus, meaning we're under his forgiveness, his life, his salvation. Following under his power, under his protection and mercy and peace. To follow Jesus is to live under his power and purpose and find rest for our souls. Rest has got to be more than a vacation, right? I hope so. Rest has got to be more than just a break from work. We go on vacation, we work again, we need rest. Jesus gives us a deeper rest, a rest for our souls, an inner rest, a renewal for all seasons of our life, that no matter what we face, sickness and in health, richer for poorer, in good times and in trouble, in life and in death, that nothing can separate us from this love of God in Christ Jesus. His yoke over us is love. His power over us refreshes and renews and leads us to abundant life. Finally, to the ultimate rest after the fever of this world is over. And we follow Jesus. We take his power and protection over us. And we realize that in all circumstances, in summer or winter, in vacation and work, there is rest for our souls. Think about, right? What makes us restless? What makes you restless? Is it worries over health or money, cares and concerns of daily life? Jesus invites us to seek his kingdom first, to seek his power and protection first, to put God first in our care and concerns. And when we do that, we actually order those stresses in the proper way. We find that Jesus is there who can guide us and lead us. The Lord is with us and provides for us. Summer's a good time to talk about this, right? It's hot. Jesus says, find rest. What is keeping our souls from realizing rest and renewal this summer? What restlessness and worry can we give to God? God wants us to give all of these concerns to our Heavenly Father. God, our Father, actually all gives us his own Son, who gives us rest for our souls. I hope this summer we can find rest in Jesus, real rest, rest for our bodies. Hope we can find that. I hope we can find rest for our minds, rest for our strength, rest for our souls. Summer leads to fall, we know that. Vacation leads to work. Even life leads to death. Yet Jesus invites us to follow his way of eternal life. It's his way of rest, that even in death, there is life. The way of Jesus endures forever. His power and protection give us peace for our souls in every season of our life. Jesus invites all who labor, all who are heavy laden, all who are burned out, all who need rest to find rest for their souls. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Amen.